Om Sai Ram. Let me share the content of G.S. Kapardé's diary dated 18th January 1912. There is much to record today. I got up very early, prayed, and finding it very wanting an hour to the dawn, I lay down and got up in time to see the sunrise. I, Upasthi, Bapu Sahib Job and Bhishma read Paramamrit. Tahsildar Sahab, Prahlad, Ambadas, Mr. Pate and his companion the Lingayat returned to their places. The latter two got permissions just in time to start. We saw Sai Baba go out and again after he returned to the masjid. He treated me very kindly and while I was serving, he told me two or three tales. He said many people came to take his money. He never resisted, but let them take it away. He only noted their names and followed them. When they got down for their meals, he killed them and bought his money back. The other story was that there was a blind man. He used to live near the Takia here. A man enticed away his wife and eventually murdered the blind man. 400 men assembled at the Chavdi and condemned him. They ordered him to be decapitated. This order was carried out by the village hangman who did the work out of some motive and not merely as a piece of duty. So, the murderer in the reincarnation was born as a son of hangman. He then commenced another tale. In the meantime, a stranger fakir came and touched Sai Baba's feet. Sai Baba felt very angry or rather showed that he was so and shook off the fakir who showed great tenacity and persistence without losing his own equanimity. At last, he went out and stood near the compound wall on the outside. Sai Baba was angry and threw away the aarti utensils and the dishes full of food bought by his worshippers. He lifted up Ramamurthy Baba, who declared afterwards that he felt very happy and as if sent off to higher regions. One Bhagya and a villager were also roughly handled by Sai Maharaj. Sita Ram bought the aarti and we finished the aarti in the usual, though in a somewhat hurried way. Martand, son of Mahalsapati, showed great presence of mind and prevented confusion by directing that the aarti should be finished when it was begun. He did so when Sai Baba moved out of his usual place. Before finishing, Sai Baba resumed his seat and all went much as usual except that udi was distributed wholesale and not individually. He was not really angry, of course, and did the whole thing as a leela. The whole affair made us late and there was a feast given by Tatya Patil for the death of his father as a part of the obsequies. So, we did not finish our meal till about 4:30 p.m. It must have been a bit later, for after it there was no time to do anything and we went to see Sai Baba came out for his stroll. He did so as usual and we saluted him as usual. There was the usual aarti in the vada. Megha was too ill to stand up and Sai Baba foretold his end during the night. We then attended the Chavdi procession. It began the evening for it. I held the mokal as usual and everything went on smooth. Sita Ram did the aarti. At night, there was a bhajan of Bhishma and Ramayan of Dikshit. PSI forgot to mention about that during the torrent of hard work that Sai Baba poured out today, he said that he had saved my son Balwant and then often repeated the phrase Fakir wishes to kill Dada Sahib, meaning me, but I would not permit it. He mentioned one more name, but I cannot recall it now. Bow to Shri Sai, peace be to all. Om Sai Ram.